Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah!
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl, the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Guru, I got a question for you. Good weekend of basketball for the Warriors? Good weekend for them? What do you think? How was their weekend?
So. You got the wins, but when you look at them against the top four Eastern teams, there's some warts. And one of the warts, real quick, Steinie, is offensive rebounding. They got pounded two nights, Friday and last night.
Has that been a problem all year?
I don't want to say it's been as glaring as it is now because Cousins is back. And these athletic bigs, these young athletic bigs at the 4 and 5 have been taking it to the dubs. But how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great.
I missed you last night.
I thought of a Warrior fans last night. Yeah. Well, why'd you miss me?
A guy, Mike, came up to me and
Set it up. I didn't do pre and post.
Yeah, pre and post. So he asked where you were at. I said, you know, your load management.
Mike. Okay.
And he goes, and he really was concerned. He goes, you really don't drive a 92 caddy, do you? And I thought, you know, I thought it was a joke. And he was for real. I said, no, it's a 06. And he still left off kind of bewildered and concerned. But glad to see you.
Did
I
he
am
know
concerned.
Me? Was he a buddy of mine?
No, he just knew that we do the show from there.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I always think, when the Warriors win or lose, I do always think of the fans first, usually. I really do. And you know me, Guru, those nights when Curry, they think, gets fouled, they kill me, man. I mean, they just kill me with these thoughts that the Warriors get screwed by the refs. How'd they treat them last night? How'd the Warriors get treated by the officials last night? Pretty damn good.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about Kevin Durant's double dribble.
No, there was video that somebody sent to you. I was being nosy.
Yeah.
It went off the player's foot.
No, it didn't.
So you said it was a double dribble.
It's a double dribble. In any league.
About the pass that got intercepted to put Miami up 3?
I'm just talking about the refs.
All right.
See, it all evens out, everybody. It all evens out.
So you're saying they got away with one?
Of course they did.
Yellow and gold.
Yes, no doubt. Could you imagine if Dwayne Wade does that on their last possession?
Steinie.
Warrior fans will be like, that was okay. Yeah, all right. Anyway.
I didn't see it like that.
What'd you see it like?
Durant, give me the ball, clear out, and I'm going to take you to the promised land.
Okay.
And he's, Steinie, wow, he's a bad dude. He's the best mid-range shooter, elbow, whatever, in the game.
I would agree with that. Doesn't make that last play any more devastating for the...
Spoelstra's got to be sick.
Well, you want to hear what Spoelstra said?
Yeah.
Let me get my thing.
You're up 3, and then you let KD just take a wide open 3?
Yeah.
I need to coach.
Here's what Spoelstra said.
NBA, do not fine me. I'm allowed to say this. It ends up being 26-8. I know nobody wants to hear it, and that's not why we lost. We had a 3-point lead with a chance to get a stop, and we actually did not play it well on Durant's handoff. But then on the very next possession, it's a double dribble. Everybody can see it. Those are tough calls to make. That should be a violation. And you can't miss those calls. The officials, so let's be clear about it so I do not get fined. That's not why we lost. But you hate to see 26-8.
That is a top three NBA coach right there. And you know why? How'd you like to coach that horse bleep team he's coaching? The fact that they take the Warriors down to the last possession on the road with that team, how can you not respect
Solskjaer? You go on Whiteside and that motor that he does not have, all that body and height and muscle, and he's just, man, Steiny, I'm sorry. They shot 43 three-pointers. I was at the game. I didn't think Miami got robbed by the refs in regard to not going to the stripe.
26-8.
My buddy Pete Lawrence, just throw his name out there, he was offended that they only went eight times. I go, what game were you watching? Miami did not. Do okay, you remember so when drives?
When that happens to the Warriors, the next time the Warriors get outshot from the foul line, 26-8, I hope people can say, that's about right. That's what it should have been. Okay. I'm always about
fairness.
Yeah. And so, you know, the Warriors.
But is there one in particular drive or drives that stick with you? Because usually when you feel you got jobbed by the refs, you're like, oh, that one Steph went to the glass.
I'm not saying
he's always on the floor. Miami, I can't remember anything.
Nobody got jobbed. I'm just telling you that Kevin Durant double dribbled. Should have been called. Miami should have had a chance to win the game in regulation. That call was almost as egregious as that one where Durant hopped out of bounds twice and then saved it.
He took a bath in the out of bounds. Wow, that one, wow. Yeah.
So, yeah. No, they didn't. No, the Heat didn't get screwed. The Warriors just had a big-time favorable whistle last night. And sometimes that happens. And let's hope that Warrior fans can, you know, acknowledge that if they maybe get a bad call against them once in a while.
The Heat had 19 offensive rebounds. The Suns also had 19 offensive rebounds Friday night. 22nd chance points. Where's Looney, Jerebko, and Cousins, Steiny? And last night, I know you're not a big plus-minus guy. I was telling JD this. DeMarcus Cousins was minus 12. Draymond minus 16.
Well, the starters were not good last
night. And Clay minus 12. But get this. Jerebko, Looney, and Livingston were all plus 14, 15, and 18.
Yeah, the bench was good, and the starters weren't last night.
Basketball's an amazing game. The fact that starters could be minus, and then the bench comes in, they don't start, because you know what I mean? And they bring what you're lacking. You never know who you're going to get it from, I guess is all I'm saying.
I guess, yeah. Steiny, Guru, check the tape already. He asked you yellow and gold when, in fact, he should have said blue and gold. Come on, Guru. What's he talking about? 888-957-9570. By the way,
I know what he's talking about.
Kevin Durant is back. Kevin Durant is back.
Kate, where'd he go?
Better than ever.
He didn't go anywhere.
I'm talking about media.
Oh, yeah. On a tour.
Yeah, Kevin Durant. When did he? He went off on Wednesday.
Yep.
Then they had a game Friday.
Gotcha.
And he was pretty fun in the post-game locker room or post-game media conference. Made some jokes. Yesterday
like that.
Was Sunday. And then I wake up this morning and there's a big, big spread on him. Okay? Big spread on him and his business ventures in ESPN with Rich Kleiman. I think Jay Williams is in on that. And also, I guess he was on Get Up at that show, right? Mm-hmm. Get Up. What's that, ESPN?
Yes.
So Durant.
Making his rounds.
I guess he's doing interviews again. And wouldn't you know it, his first interview back, he talked about the media. So we'll play that when we come back. But Kevin Durant apparently now talking to the media, okay? Talking to the media. And
don't forget his business venture with Jay Will.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. Steinmetz's comedy. Thank you. Thank you very much for the 510. Everybody gets up to play Golden State. Okay? Like Phoenix on Friday. And all the... Yeah, right. Okay. Everybody gets up to play Golden State. And that changed this year? Everybody's been getting up to play Golden State 3 or 4 years in a row.
There was a goaltender on Livingston that wasn't called. Just some fans want you to know.
About what, Livingston goaltended?
No, that... His shot was called a block, but it was actually a gold 10, and the refs didn't call it, which allowed Miami to get back in it. Yeah, that's what they
said. One play allowed Miami to get back in it?
Warriors were up 9 in the fourth. Steiny, something's going on. I can't put my finger on it. with the team.
Steiny, one game doesn't even it out. The Dubs are 15th in the league at 17.9 attempts per game. So they're right in the middle. The Warriors are right in the middle of free throws attempted. I guess that's one category that if they don't lead the league in, it must be the official's fault. No doubt about it. 888-957-9570. We'll be talking about Durant. But first, let's go to Anna. What's going on the game?
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on Monster Monday. Brought to you by Oaks Card Club, FH Daily Chevrolet, and Benjamin Moore Paints.
Steinmetz Guru with you on a Monday morning in the Bay. Golden State, they beat the Heat last night 120 to 118. Look, gift win for the Warriors.
The dog days leading up to the All-Star break.
It's okay. You can get gifted a win every once in a while. Kevin Durant gets away with a double dribble with 5 seconds left.
Wasn't the only turnover at the end.
No, it was a big one. The 5 seconds left, that's the one you'd like to see the refs get right. Nevertheless, it happens in basketball. That's why I'm not sweating it. That's why I don't come in today
and Spoelstra will
talk about
fined.
The refs.
I like how he tried to.
He won't
I don't
get
wanna,
fined.
He just because you say you don't want to get fined.
No,
he said what he wanted to. He put the rat on the table.
Yeah, but he won't get fined.
About
for that.
15 G's, watch.
I bet he doesn't.
We'll bet.
He will not get fined.
Bet a soda.
Okay.
Yep.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. Kevin Durant, but by the way, Kevin Durant, that game last night, you ain't winning that game without Kevin Durant.
You can't stop him from getting his shot. I'm looking like this is an angel. Just step back and just enjoy it, man. Best mid-range shooter. It used to be Sam Cassell. Best elbow shooter in the game, Kevin Durant, and it's unstoppable. He's unstoppable.
He was 15 for 17 from two-point range.
Damn.
So
think about that.
15 for 17 from three-point range. Anyway, Durant, he's had an interesting 4 or 5 days. Went off on the media Wednesday. Talked to the media after Friday's game. Was in a good mood. Yesterday, big game for KD, 16 for 24. Wake up this morning, big article in ESPN about him and his business. And also, I guess he went on Get Up, ESPN's early morning show. And let's hear what Kevin Durant had to say on Get Up this morning.
After the game last Wednesday night, you, I'm not sure what the right word for it, blew off some steam, expressed a lot of frustration with things that have been going on around you and some of the reports and things like that. Where did that come from?
Well, when you got beat writers that come into practice and the games and, you build relationships with these guys in person, you know, just wanted to let them know how I approach the game as a player, knowing that I have to talk to media. And, you know, if I get an opportunity to talk to media, I want to get a fan's my perspective about the game, not about business, stuff that, you know, I can't control at this point. So I was just letting them know what I wanted to talk about when I come into practice or before a shoot around or after a game.
All right. That's what he said to Mike Greenberg. Let's hear what he said to Richard Jefferson.
Is that more of a home team where you feel like guys that are working around the Warriors team are kind of looking and fishing for stuff? Or is this something that you deal with also when you go on the road in visitors' locker rooms? You have people coming in kind of asking the same question and just kind of fishing for stuff.
It's more so the beat writers because they're around you every single day and they see just the pattern of who you are as a human and as a basketball player. So, you know, I just want guys to be truthful, especially if they're going to walk up to me in the locker room after games and then go behind my back and write stuff like that. You know, at least come talk to me. But it was good to get that off my chest and let everybody know in the building, you know, if you're covering the team, what I'm about. And I think everybody understands and we move forward from it.
He's flat out wrong. He's
Who is
flat
wrong?
Out wrong. Kevin Durant.
But those are his feelings.
That's right. And he's wrong. He's flat out wrong. He basically says it's the beat writers. No, it's not. It's not the beat writers. for the most part, it's not the beat writers. They don't ask Durant about free agency every day. It's what he sees on TV. It's what he gets from the national media.
And social media.
He wants to tell the beat writers, be truthful. I'll tell you what, man. If I were covering this team right now and I heard Kevin Durant.
Would you be hot?
Yeah, I'd be pissed off. I would absolutely be pissed off, especially because singling out the beat writers, those are the people that should not be singled out. Slater, Medina, Letourneau, those guys, they don't ask Durant about free agency every day. You know why? Because they know he'll get upset about it. So they don't play that game with him.
You think he misspoke by saying the beat writers?
No, I think he's confused.
Or he just needs an antagonist,
Donnie. Write stuff behind my back. The point is, it's not the beat writers. You know why it's not the beat writers? Because if Anthony Slater writes something that Durant doesn't like, the next day, guess who's right there? Anthony Slater. So he can go up to Anthony Slater and say, dude, what was that? It's not the beat writers, KD. That's...
You didn't like that.
Clueless. He's clueless on that. I'm sorry. He doesn't get that part. Let's go to Dr. Hustle in San Jose. What's up, Dr. Hustle?
What's going on, fellas? Let me bring some nice joy to the program today. Listen up. I agree with you, Steinmetz. I'm going to make a Dwayne Wade point, but I agree with you. The Warriors are where they are in free throws because that's the style they play. I was actually at the game last night, Guru. I'm with you. The Miami Heat are lucky they shot 8 free throws the way they play. But let me tell you something. Being a big basketball fan my whole life, I got to give a mad shout-out to Dwayne Wade. Seeing him yesterday, getting that block, getting that dunk, it just reminded me how great a player he's been. Listen, the Miami Heat was a doormat franchise. They have 3 NBA championships. You hear Dr. Hustle always ragging on the Knicks. They got more championships than the Knicks, as many as the Pistons. Dwayne Wade, he won that first one with Shaq. He was clutch. He was the Finals MVP. Even when they had Bosh and LeBron James, he was the one making the play. So I just want to give Dwayne Wade his Aretha Franklin, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, much props. Have a great after career. Thanks, that's Dr. Hustle. I'm out.
Appreciate the call. From the 415, he didn't want to use Ethan Strauss's name, so calm down. 415 says it's mostly Ethan, who also wrote the Draymond piece, not all local beat writers. Well, then say that. Durant didn't have any trouble calling Ethan Sherwood Strauss out on Wednesday. Had no problem singling him out Wednesday. He doesn't represent all the beat writers. He's not even a beat writer. So even if he does have a gripe with Ethan Sherwood Strauss, it's like he ain't a beat writer. That's all.
But it does seem like Katie's in a good place. Give me that. He seems like he's got a lot of things off his chest.
And yeah, today at 10:25. Yeah, 10:25. You're full of crap, Steiny. Stop taking up the beat writer's side because you were once one. Of course I was. But I'll tell you what, I don't take their side a lot anymore.
It's like officials. Your pops was an official.
This one, he couldn't be more wrong, Kevin Durant.
And Kevin, man, that was just, again, that was it Gladys Knight at the Super Bowl who sung that rendition of the national anthem? That's what he did to me last night, watching him close that game out.
Let's go to 888-957-9570 if you want to jump in here. By the way, we'll get to Bob Nightingale, USA Today baseball writer. Talk a little Giants and Bryce Harper, I guess.
Yeah.
I thought that was supposed to happen.
What do you mean? They're still in the process.
Of what?
Until Bryce chooses another team not named Giants, we're still in it. So you're saying there's a chance. Let's dance. That's where I come from, Steiny. Until he chooses another team, I'm picturing him in orange and black.
Would you ever overreact to making a mistake? You know what he means. It's obvious he's talking what he's talking about. Don't be naive. All these journalists are more dramatic than really. Marcus from Chico. Marcus, you don't know what you're talking about either, unfortunately.
I've been to Chico State.
Yeah, and I've been in locker rooms.
Oh, look at you.
But you think Marcus from Chico has been in locker rooms?
Well, they're probably just siding with Durant, thinking you're going in on Durant. He's everywhere this morning. I love it.
Yeah, he's back at it. He's back at it. KD, you tell me that this guy doesn't need to work on some things. Come on.
But if he doesn't think he does, who are you to question him?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
And if he feels like those quote-unquote beat writers or reporters are writing the wrong stuff or stabbing him in the back, he's got a tattoo of Tupac. Tupac Machiavelli would step to the mic and call you on that, mm-hmm. and that's what he's done. So if he feels he's right, and he's taking a shower, brushing his teeth, if he feels he's right, more power to him, Steiny. I don't think he thinks he's wrong. So we're not in his shoes.
Okay, so Wednesday.
Probably size 15.
Wednesday, he laments, woe is me, yells at the media, singles out her.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Then Friday. Friday, everything's fine.
They're on the road.
Well, first of all, doesn't talk for a week.
All right.
Then talks and yells at the beat writers.
Gotcha.
2 days later, he's Mr. Friendly Kevin Durant. After the game last night, he talks to the media. Wakes up Monday morning and then rips the media again. After he doesn't talk, come on, man. How about a little consistency?
But don't forget, New York tried to use his image on their season tickets. They should be fined.
Knicks. Every team does that.
I asked you. You checked me, too. You corrected
me. Every team does that.
No, I thought you had to get permission.
You don't. No.
Every bad team does that. What? That's embarrassing.
No, it's not.
If you're the Knicks.
So what?
You can't.
For people that don't know what we're talking about.
This is headlines.
The New York Knicks are trying to get season ticket renewals.
Okay.
Right now. This is usually the time. So on their advertisement online, it said, you know, time to renew your season tickets. And it had Mitchell Robinson, who's a New York Knick.
Up and coming.
Lined up against Kevin Durant in a Warrior uniform. What's the problem?
It wasn't just a Warrior uniform.
Yeah.
It was the Jedi mind trick people to go in your wallet or purse or pocketbook and charge those season tickets, picturing or envisioning Kevin Durant in a Knick uniform.
And that was part of a rotating...
Flag on the play.
That was part of a rotating series. So the next one, had Knox and James Harden was on it. So what does it matter? Like, what does it matter who the opponent is? The Warriors used to market to the opposing team.
See, that looked like they were teammates. That looked like what next year would be like. Knox and KD or whoever was on there with them. That's what that. It didn't look like, hey, I'm D-ing you up. It looked like unity.
Mm-hmm. What looked like unity?
The way they had KD and this young gentleman you just mentioned side by side, it didn't look like us against the world. It looked like KD here to say today, go ahead and renew.
Yeah, and he probably is as far as I'm concerned.
That's wow. Mm-hmm.
That to me was not a big deal.
You know. It did seem desperate to you.
Do you realize the Warriors 10 years ago used to have four-game mini plans where they would say, come see LeBron, come see Shaq and Kobe, and come see, Dwayne Wade. And it would be a package they'd offer against, like, Miami, the Lakers, and whoever else was great
to
them. Was great there. So teams have been marketing other teams' players for a while.
Wow, Stoddy, I'm shocked.
Yeah, it's a good point. Spolster's dad was an executive up in Portland.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big analogy guy, Stoddy.
Yeah.
It's like, I was in the mortgage business. Appraiser comes to your house to appraise your house, but you send them next door to my house. You're like, go, determine my value. They got a better house. Go over there and come back and just put that down as how much my home's worth. It don't work that way. We got to appraise your property, Mr. Johnson. But I'm gonna send the appraiser next door to your nice home, which is better than mine, more expensive.
Right.
You can't do that. That's plagiarism. Mm-hmm.
Bad analogy.
Oh, yeah, it felt good.
So you can't use any footage or you can't use a player.
Well, I'm ashamed of my value, so I'm going to cheat the system and try to use your property to up.
Well, that's cheating.
Well, that's essentially what that picture of KD was.
No, it's not. Look at tickets around the NBA that have game action on them. The opponents often are in that. Now, they took it down because people like
down.
You,
right.
probably Warrior fans, a lot of Warrior fans complaining,
right. They took
don't
it
take
down.
Our KD.
They took it down. That says it all.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Al in Novato. Hey, Al.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm up here pumping gas in the cheapest gas arco in Marin County. But by
you
the
know
way,
what? Serves you right. Serves you right. Get an electric car. Get an electric car.
This is cheap.
No. Let me just say this, too, also. You should not be paying for that car. You're giving these guys free advertising on the electric car. And now let me get back to the sports and run. Let me tell you something about KD and what he's doing and what everybody should do in life. This is a life practice. You don't ever let anybody pluck you out, okay? I don't care what it is, right or wrong. If you feel you've been wrong, you don't let them pluck you out. And he did the right thing. He let them know. And anybody that feels guilty about, you know, communicating with Gabe KD or doing his job, then service is served.
Thanks for the call, Al. And get an electric car, would you?
And that, I love Al, Mount Rushmore, but that went over my head.
I didn't know what he was talking about either.
I think it was scars.
Steinmetz, why are you turning a blind eye to the obvious? You know that featuring Demant on the ad was on purpose and tampering. Not necessarily. They had other ads on there. They didn't all have Durant, an opponent, on there.
What do you think went into taking it down? Some of the phone rang, hello?
Well, they made a statement.
What the hell y'all doing with that KD visual?
They made a statement.
Oh, okay.
They said, you know, in light of the sensitivity coming out of the Bay Area.
That's good.
In light of this, the sensitivity coming out of the Bay Area, we'll take this off the line. No. Hey, can I throw a stat at you?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to do play of the game, right?
I know what it is.
Let's do play of the game, 888-957-9570. Play of the game, caller 4, 888-957-9570. Play of the game, caller 4, chance to win $100. Let me throw this stat at you, Goo. The Warriors before DeMarcus Cousins, before he played a game,
all right,
they had 38 technicals in 45 games. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's about right in the middle.
All right.
Since DeMarcus Cousins has joined the team, they've had 14 technical fouls in 10 games. Another two last night. Draymond, I think, what, 12 for the season now?
Now he may be, yeah. Back to that, you got to sit down. What are you saying?
I'm saying stop being the best team in NBA history and crying so much. How about that? I got to come out and say it.
These guys need an antagonist. Steiny and the referee, unfortunately, in today's basketball
Even though
he's a junkyard dog.
The refs gifted the game to the Warriors.
Somebody sent us video again of the ball going off the foot. It wasn't a double dribble.
Yes, it was.
You honestly, do you mean that?
Yes, it was a double dribble. It wasn't even
close. But it went off the foot.
No, it didn't. Let's go to, we got Orlando and Daly City. Play the game.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Orlando? What's the play of the game, my man?
Hey, I got you. It's Durant in the fourth quarter, top of the key. He steps back. He shoots his three. He makes it. It's the first of his night. Tie game, 118 and 118.
All right. I mean, that's a lot of detail.
I like it.
Now, here's the play of the game.
Rapping Forte. San Francisco, Stoney.
The play of the game. Hurry up.
Rapping Forte.
I don't even know if he was right. He was right. We're not going to be able to play it. Technical difficulties.
Count it.
Orlando, count it, man.
He
you know
got
what?
It.
We don't even have to go to the tape. Congratulations, Orlando. You're a winner. $100.
C-note.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. C-note.
And I didn't know
personally,
this.
I would have made it Durant's double dribble that didn't get called. But, you know, I like to push and prod. Warrior fans not happy with him this morning.
They got the dub.
Maybe they think I'm hating on him again.
Nah, you can't hate on KD. Where's he at in MVP voting?
I just said they don't win that game last night without KD.
Nah, I don't buy that because they got Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
And Curry wasn't going to make 15 for 17. From inside the arc. That's for dang
sure. That's easy work. He'll do it from behind the arc.
I bet you that's the first time this year somebody's gone 15 for 17 from the field. So it doesn't happen all the time.
I'm just saying, Steph does it. in a different fashion from further out. That's all I'm saying.
The, yeah, there you go. I'm a Warrior diehard. I was in the building last night. I said double dribble as soon as it happened. It was obvious. And I saw it from the 15th row. I saw it from the comfort of my man cave.
I was thinking about you.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you think when KD threw the ball away and they went up three, I thought it was over. I'm like, they
you
can't come.
Do. But you always do that. And it's one of my frustrations with you.
You mean I always
do? Always do that. I thought they were going to lose. If I had $10 for every time you said I thought they were going to lose and they won, and how long have I known you?
About three.
3 years?
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably have, I'd say $390. I think you've done that 39 times over the last couple of years.
But there would be other people in that line that, yeah, I didn't think KD was going to get that good of a look on that three. JD said he thought it was kind of a quick slash bad shot that KD took. I said might he had to take it.
Why? Still at seven seconds.
But the fact that you're now losing to the Heat.
Yeah.
And you blew a nine. All that stuff, people just throw it.
What are you talking about?
They're not just computers. They know. The players know. Damn, we might blow it. We ain't got much time. I got to shoot this three.
What does that have to do with the quality of shot?
You want to get it as soon as you can.
No, you don't. You want to get the best.
Well, KD did.
Why?
It went in.
Well, that's stupid strategy.
It worked.
No, it didn't.
I mean, he made
Miami had a shot to win the game at the end.
Yeah.
So a tie game. When did the Warriors get the ball on that possession?
I want to say, what about, wasn't it nine?
I don't know.
Yeah. Guru is Stuart Little?
I don't know what that means. I don't know why you'd read
it. The sky is falling.
KD, somebody said, Stein, you're a KD hater. I'm not. KD's great, man. He's great. KD is...
He's a bad dude.
Is he better than Steph Curry?
Wow. I'll say what? Last time they played on different teams, Oklahoma was up 3-1, and who won that? Steph Curry. I'm going to just leave that there. And I'm going to ask you this, my friend. Has Kevin Durant won a ring without Steph Curry?
What does that have to do with anything?
Steph Curry's won one without KD. I'm just saying.
And? So what does that mean? What, like, okay. KD is not 1-1 without Curry. What does that mean?
It's not clear cut. It's not clear cut. I'm not, me personally, I'm not ready to say one is better than the other. That's what I guess I'm saying. And if I had to vote, I would go with number 30.
You know, I was cooking dinner, saw a double dribble. Oh, yeah. A lot of people apparently saw a double dribble. 888-957-9570. Warriors, a couple wins this weekend over the Phoenix Suns and the Miami Heat. KD, back to normal. Terrific game yesterday. 16 for 24 from the floor. Wow. Pretty amazing. 39 points for KD. He was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal last night. DeMarcus Cousins, 2 for 6 in 26 minutes.
What do you make of that?
How's he looking? Well, I think Cousins... I think he's been fine, but I think he's struggling in the low post
against
he can't
athletic,
get any lift.
Quick. Yeah, there you go. So. You just said it. Now, will that come? Is that for sure? He's a big dude, Steiny.
I would think it would come at some point. Yeah, I would think so. 888-957-9570 is the number. KD's back to talking. You like that? It's back to nice KD, although. I don't think ripping beat writers is good for business. Let's just put it that way.
That's probably the...
I don't think it's
good
for business.
How so? I'm listening. They're not advertisers.
They're the guys that are there every day. Not the guys that drop in once every 3 weeks and try to land a haymaker. 888-957-9570. Steinmetz and Guru, coming back.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steinmetz and Guru, get out of here, Curly. Get out.
Wow, this shows it.
No, it doesn't. A grainy black and white. That's like the Zapruder film. Yeah.
The ball is on the guy's foot.
Yeah, it didn't touch his foot. That's what it looks like. Anybody who saw the play in real time or looked at it again, didn't hit his foot. all right. The Warriors can get a break every once in a while. It's fine. It's not why they won the game. Warriors didn't win the game because the ref missed the call.
The 40-15 Warriors.
888-957-9570. Talking about the Warriors. We'll get into a little Bryce Harper news. By the way, what? Going on Twitter Saturday. Just seeing this left and right from, I don't know if they're fans or they think they know something or they got a buddy who knows somebody. You know how many times it came across my Twitter feed? What, Giants are going to announce a Bryce Harper signing at noon at FanFest. Come on. Where does that come from? Where does that come
from? It was in this building, I heard over the weekend that not on the air, but people thought the baby was delivered.
Why?
They need him.
Why did because they think the baby was
Giants
delivered?
Giants management's looking at their team and they know they're an ugly duckling. And if you can get Bryce Harper.
Why did people think it was going to happen Saturday?
Oh, there were some anonymous reports.
Who? I need names. Where did it come from?
The Twitterverse. I got to be honest. I thought Saturday was going to happen.
Of course you did.
It still can happen. Today, Monday. The Bay, man.
Oh. Steiny, you believe KD's going to New York? You think after all this Chase Center hoopla? Oh, I'm not allowed to talk about free agent. I mean, I'm not allowed to talk with Durant about Durant until there's news out there, and there isn't. So I can't respond to that, whether I think KD's going to New York or not. One thing I was thinking, Guru, though, trying to think technically if this would break my rule. I don't think so. I was just thinking,
rules are made to be broken. Damn
how about
it,
this
we're
one?
Too old.
How about this one? Hypothetically. How about that one?
All right,
hypothetically, how about this? You have a player, all right? You have a player who's a great, great player, okay? And he's thinking about his legacy.
All right.
Okay? Let me ask you, what's better for a player's legacy? All right, you ready?
I'm your guy.
You ready?
Yep.
You stay on the same team for 4 years, okay? And you win it four straight years with the team, right?
All right.
Okay? Or same player, he doesn't win it four times in a row. He wins three in a row. And then that hypothetical player goes to New York and wins a title.
Well, if he wins the title in New York, it's hands down the 3-1.
Oh, okay.
But that's not going to happen.
Oh, okay. It's hypothetical.
And if you win four in a row,
it's hypothetical.
Mike, Bird, Magic, and a whole other list of greats have not done that. But Beal.
Yeah, that's not the question. We're not getting into specifics.
All right.
It's just good that it's obvious, clearly, to you.
No, there's no doubt.
That in general, you know, you could win three straight titles and then go get one in New York.
You'd be a god.
That is significantly a much, much greater legacy than being on a team with three other guys who have won four in a row.
Yeah, Wesley
and just say,
Snipes.
Yeah, I've been in four in a
Lawrence
row.
Lawrence Fishburne, all the greats, Watkins, they could move over because KD would be the king of New York. How about that?
Nick in Berkeley. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey, man, first of all, for some reason, man, when KD goes off or something, we always have this little side debate. Well, could have Curry or Klay done this or that? Can't we just celebrate KD? And then also, I'm a diehard Giants fan, and last year it was Stanton, and the year before it was somebody else. They always throw out this hype when we're not going to sign the big name that we need, man, because they before the last couple of years, we was always doing it on the cheap, man. The Giants drive me crazy with that.
Well, what about the fact that they're trying? They're going and meeting with these guys.
Oh, man. I mean, I won Harper, don't get me wrong. And then another thing, man, just to let y'all know, man, in the Twitterverse last night, and I really don't comment on too much, some cat ripped Jim Barnett and called him a whiny punk, man. I was insulted, man. How dare he? You know what I mean?
That's a joke.
Yeah, we got to find that person.
That's a joke. Thanks, Nick. Let me tell you something. If you want to call...
Let's go True Detective.
Jim Barnett, a whiny bee. Just do me a favor. Send those insults to me.
Yeah.
I'll take them. I mean, I'm more of a whiny bee than him, right? Come on.
Jim Barnett is... He tells the truth. Hey.
Moose wants me to...
If you want to dance with the pretty girl and you're not that good looking, the fact that you got the courage to go up and ask her...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
She could say, Bryce... He's talking about the Giants. They went and whined and
dined.
Who's
the ugly girl?
The beautiful girl, and you're the ugly guy.
Who's the ugly guy?
Whoever. There's been a lot of them that go up and ask the pretty girl to dance at the party.
But who's the pretty girl? What are you...
Oh, where's the Giants are the ugly guy going up to the beautiful girl who's Harper to ask to dance.
The Giants aren't an ugly guy. That's
did you see
true.
Their record? Last year, they went and asked Stanton to dance. They did everything they should have, could have. He chose where...
The San Francisco Giants are one of the top franchises in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but they're stuck right
despite
now.
Despite a couple bad years. It's not about their bad years. It's about...
Offensively, they've just
been offensive.
It doesn't
matter. They're one of the premier franchises in baseball. So why would you turn your back on that?
It's
not the ugly guy trying to get the prom queen.
Well, I took offense with him saying the Giants do this like it's a rumor, and they're not meeting with these top players. They wined and dined Stanton, and now they're going on dates with Harper.
Okay.
Get it done. So I love it.
Apparently, they're not that ugly. Because let me tell you something. If you're ugly, you might be able to swindle one nice-looking woman. But looks like the Giants can get a dance. Looks like the Giants have dance partners.
Yeah, well, they're trying to get married. So, you know, you got to put Beyonce, put a ring on it.
I just don't think the Giants are ugly. I think the Giants are pretty good-looking. They just, you know what? They're just...
Well, you talk to me about the aging players, and they don't really
I'm talking
have
about them as a franchise.
I got
they're
you, but I'm talking about the last 3 years.
Okay, so they
ugly.
Need to get their act together a little bit.
And this is part of it. You go get Bryce.
Well, if you can.
I'm excited, man.
For?
Bryce. The fact that no other team is out there, you don't want to go to Philly, because if he did, he would already have signed. Look at you. You're in front.
Why wouldn't he want to go to Philly?
I don't know.
He's a home run hitter.
But he's got the bay. We followed him on Instagram when he was here in town, Embarcadero, to look at the bridge, Treasure Island. Those things, I'm telling you, I feel it, man. Let me just tell you, the Bay's all in on this. They want Bryce coming here.
No, they're not. There's a lot of Giants fans that...
Are you... You being serious?
888... You want to do it? 888-957-9570. What would be the reason for not wanting to go after Bryce Harper?
I'm waiting.
There are reasons.
I'm waiting.
Okay. I don't have a dog in the hunt.
Right.
If they get Bryce Harper, dynamite, that'll be another dynamic athlete in the Bay Area. That's not bad for anybody. If they don't get him, well, it's trust the process with Farhan Zaidi, right?
Mm-hmm. If he can come deliver Bryce in his first go-round, watch out. That looks good on the resume. That's all. Big fish.
510 says, Steiny, can I play a round of golf with you? Wow.
No, that's got to be flattering.
It is, actually, especially when you get 28 in a row that are like...
yeah, cement shoes.
So
I didn't mean that.
You surprise me, is what you do sometimes. So...
I'm a human.
Why don't you just wait until they sign him before you get excited? It's still probably the odds aren't with them. So you're going to build your hopes up and then you're going to get disappointed like a child.
But the fact that he was supposed to be signed for $300 or $400 million months ago, and in 3 days, pitchers and catchers report, baseball is ruining itself. There is no hot stove. I don't even want to hear hot stove ever again. That's why my superstition has me leading to believe if he has not put his John Hancock to any other team, Dodgers, Yankees, they don't even want him. The Giants can just... Get right back in the game if you get him. And what that would do to Posey, who spoke it, what was it? You know what I'm talking about over the weekend they had? FanFest. And said, get her done. He said, get her done. Bring him to town. Crawford, Bell, Posey. Who am I forgetting? Longoria. Then I got a new prediction. You put him in this lineup. Harper.
And what happens if they get Harper?
Are
they
going to win it? Stay tuned.
They going to win the division?
No. They'll be competitive.
Will they go to the playoffs?
Stay tuned. Spring training. Mm-hmm. You got to be excited. They got to get this done.
510 says hard pass on Harper's 250 average. Not a team player. Might not hit 30 bombs at Oracle. Giants have too many. This is from the 510. Giants have too many bad contracts to pay this kind of money for Harper. I don't want him. From the 8. Boy, they're coming in fast and furious.
It's got to be from what? I'm checking the numbers.
I mean, from my point of view as a non-Giants fan, yeah, I'd like to see him sign Harper. Why not?
Because have you looked at the lineup without him?
I'm not along with Harper coming on board. His attitude and the way he treats teammates, is unforgivable. He's a 26-year-old child. Wow.
Come on.
By the way, the Cleveland Browns have just signed Kareem Hunt.
Oh, look what talent
Kareem
will do.
Hunt.
If you got talent in your young, Steiny, you shall overcome.
Listen to this. The 707 says Harper's a waste of money. We wouldn't even be a 500 team with him.
Nobody knows that. Look at this outfit. You know I like lineups.
Nobody knows anything, but you say the Warriors would have won four straight if they wouldn't have gotten Durant. What's the difference?
At one point, it was either Trout or Bryce Harper is the face of baseball. Okay, his average has not been the best. Baseball's changed. You could look at batting average and say it's overrated. My point is what he would do for the fans, hope, and this lineup, to me, any Giant fan should be excited.
Oh, boy, here's another transaction. I don't like this one at all. This one, don't like at all. And this one hits home.
Is it done?
Yeah, this one hits home for me.
Go ahead.
First of all, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station.
Here we go. You got me on my...
The Hawks are in the process of buying out Jeremy Lin, and he's going to be going to Toronto, the Toronto Raptors. Now, this has a lot of personal meaning for me. This is not good. This is not going to help the Hawks this year, and it's going to help Toronto.
People are like, you'll get over it. How about we put it on the poll? Do the Giant fans want Harper? At Steiny and Guru. Oh, look at
him. Go ahead now. Follow through. This is where you said you wanted to get better. I'm going to try to help you.
No, I just did it. Go to @Steiny and Guru to vote on our poll. Do you want Bryce Harper on the Giants? And I bet you lunch.
No,
this week.
I'm going to bet you lunch on the nitwit fans right. who vote on a poll.
That's
I love
passion.
The fans.
I know. That's
I'm not
passion.
Betting on what the result of a poll is going to be. Think about that. Now, you think about what you just asked me to bet. You asked me to bet.
Well, the text line was looking. You've been on it all day.
Giants fans, do you want Bryce Harper or not? Yeah, okay. I'll bet you that most people will say no.
Oh, the text. Some are coming.
How dumb could I be?
A little gullible.
I mean, don't. Shh.
Yeah, a lot of people going the other way.
I'll take it.
Look at you.
What's on the line?
Jeremy Lin, real quick. You go from the outhouse to the penthouse. That's what I'm saying. You live another day. He was on the Hawks.
What are you talking
Jeremy
about?
Jeremy Lin on the Hawks,
right?
Going nowhere. Now you're in the playoffs. Could be in the finals.
Hawks are only 6 out of the 8th spot right now.
I'm going to let you handle that.
They were starting to get it together. This is the 707, and this is exactly the way I feel. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I want Harper on the Giants. They're boring without him. We need some kind of hype. That's basically what it comes down to,
Eric,
right? I guess
that's where I'm at. Who wants to be you've been the stale loaf of bread the last 2 to 3 seasons? And last year on the same show, you kept telling me, oh, that offense, it stinks. It stunk in the last half of the – come on. This would be – what was John Travolta's movie where he got the new face? Face Off.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Well, I got it wrong, but –
Oh, O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.